You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Guess what, Mango?
What's that, Will?
I know you know I'm a big candy corn fan. I'm super excited Halloween's coming up. But did you know that candy corn used to be called chicken feed?
What?
According to Better Homes and Gardens, the revolutionary tricolor candy was invented by a company called Wonderly Candy Company. Isn't that a great name?
Mm-hmm.
In Philadelphia, this was back in 1880. And do you know what the original slogan was?
No, I don't.
Something worth crowing for, which actually, as I'm saying that aloud, do chickens crow?
I mean, they're both birds.
I guess you're right. And it's the perfect slogan for chicken feed. And it's just the first of 9 Halloween-themed facts we've got for you today. Let's dive in. Hey there, podcast listeners. Welcome to Part-Time Genius. I'm Will Pearson, and as always, I'm joined by my good friend Mangesh Hatikader. And on the other side of the soundproof glass, dressed up in his homemade costume, I think he's a dentist? Is that what he is like?
I think so.
Is our friend and producer Tristan McNeil. It's an impressive costume, whatever it is. And back from vacation, joining us on the phone is our brilliant researcher, Gabe Lousier. Hey there, Gabe.
Hey, guys. Nice to be back. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Well, let's talk some Halloween facts. I know I usually let somebody else go first, but I'm not done talking about candy corn. So if you don't mind, I'm going to kick this thing off. So did you know it actually wasn't started as a Halloween candy? In fact, as late as 1957, Brock's was advertising it as this summertime candy. And I guess it makes sense because corn is kind of a summertime food. But I do have some really important statistics to share with you guys. So according to a study, 43% of people eat it at the narrow end first, 10% eat it at the wider end first, and 47% of people just pop the whole kernel in their mouths. Who doesn't just pop the whole kernel in their mouths?
I eat it from the narrow end.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Gabe, how do you eat it?
I honestly just try to avoid eating it altogether.
Oh, really? All right. Well, now you at least know the percentages. Okay. So so there's my first fact. Mango, you want to go next?
So this comes from our friend Stacey Conrad, but she told me that trick-or-treaters in Des Moines can't just say trick-or-treat and expect to get like candy shoved into their pillowcases. They actually have to tell jokes for their treats. And apparently the tradition started in the 30s when there was this outbreak of Halloween vandalism. The director of recreation around there decided to encourage more constructive Halloween activities. So here's actually what he told residents. Quote, eats should be given only if such a trick as a song, a poem, a stunt, or a musical number, either solo or in group participation, is presented. 80 years later, the tradition still continues. And while the poems, stunts, and musical numbers have kind of gone out of style, kids still tell jokes for their candies.
So this is common all over Des Moines?
I guess so.
Oh, wow. I'd never heard that before.
Yeah, me either.
That's a pretty good one. All right, Gabe, so you're back from vacation. Hopefully you're not too rusty. You got a fact for us?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And this one actually is in a similar vein to, a public stand against Halloween nuisances. So silly string is actually banned in Hollywood on Halloween night. And this is according to a Los Angeles Municipal Code ordinance that passed in 2004. And it states that anyone caught selling or using or even possessing silly string between midnight, October 31st, and noon, November 1st, can be fined up to $1,000.
Whoa.
And the reason for that is that over 100,000 people routinely flock to Hollywood Boulevard on Halloween night looking for something to do, and that something often includes, you know, buying silly string from street vendors and wreaking havoc. Not only that, but, you know, there are also environmental concerns. Big clumps of silly string, as well as the empty cans, have a tendency to clog storm drains and eventually float out to sea, since LA's drains empty directly into the Pacific Ocean.
Wow, this is a big issue. I had never heard this either.
Yeah, me either.
Good job. That was a good fact. All right, let me see what I have next here. I've got a really important fact about Halloween Eve. So I actually didn't realize how many people around the world have a name for Halloween Eve. There was a poll by the Cambridge Online Survey, and they were looking at if people had a name for it. So 75% of people don't call Halloween Eve anything, but 25% of people have names for it. It was kind of fun to look at the list. So there's some that we've heard of before. There's Beggar's Night, Mischief Night, Devil's Night, Gate Night, Trick Night, but two that I have never heard before. In New England, many people call it Cabbage Night. And in parts of New Jersey, they call it Goosey Night. You ever heard that?
Goosey Night, no.
All right, Mango, what do you have next?
So this is about a Halloween mass. And in 1996, Spirit Halloween, which is a chain, started keeping track of their political mass sales. And they've picked up on this odd trend. They realized that whichever candidate's mass sold more, the candidate would win the election. And since 1996, all six elections have gone in the direction of the more popular mask. And Trump sold 55% of the mask to Hillary's 45%.
Wow. I'm actually kind of surprised he didn't outsell her even more, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, that's really interesting.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gagillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
All right, Gabe, what do you have next?
Okay, so this is a fact that I was really surprised to learn. Apparently, there are not one, but two cities in the United States that both claim to be the Halloween capital of the world. And the first is Salem, Massachusetts. And, you know, that makes sense. It's the home of the famous Salem witch trials, so it definitely has some creepy cred in its favor. But the other is Anoka, Minnesota. And strangely enough, Anoka claims to be the capital because it was the first city in the U.S. to throw a Halloween celebration in order to stop kids from, you know, sowing mischief around the town, like soaping up people's windows and tipping over outhouses. So in 1920, the Anoka Commercial Club and the Anoka Kiwanis Club threw a big celebration that included a parade, a bonfire, food, drinks, and, you know, of course, candy. And it later expanded the event to include other things like pillow fights, costume contests, and even a fireworks display. And the event is actually still being held in Anoka, and it has been every year since, with the exception of a brief hiatus during World War II, when citizens had, you know, bigger things to worry about than kids egging their houses.
Hmm. The Halloween capitals, the competing Halloween capitals of the U.S. That's very interesting. I'd never heard that. All right, we've each got one fact left, and I've saved what I think may be my best for last, even though it's not about candy corn. It's about Houdini, who appropriately died on Halloween. I don't know if you guys knew this. So he was rushed to the hospital a week before October 31st, but then he ended up dying on October 31st. Now, his death was the result of a ruptured appendix. And doctors were able to remove the appendix, but the damage had already been done. And you know, there's some speculation that the rupture was due in part to a man that was punching him in the stomach repeatedly to see if he could live up to the rumors that he could withstand hard punches to the abdomen.
Ugh.
Now, Houdini's wife would hold seances every year on October 31st to remember him. This happened for about 10 years after his death.
Huh.
All right. Mango, one last fact from you.
So this isn't a Halloween fact per se, but it is one about candy and maybe also a cautionary tale. So, you know, in the movie Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, there's that character, Violet Beauregard, who's always chewing gum. So according to the UK paper, The Express, sugarless gum didn't produce the right bubbles. So she spent 9 weeks on set chewing regular gum, which resulted in 13 cavities after filming.
Wow. All right. You closed pretty strong with that one, I think. So, Gabe, you want to bring it home?
Yeah, and I do want to end on a creepy one. This is one of the creepiest things I came across, actually, and that's that the candy industry influenced daylight saving time, you know, the actual dates when daylight saving time occurred.
Right.
And this is according to Michael Downing, the author of Spring Forward, The Annual Madness of Daylight Saving Time. It's a great title, by the way. But the candy industry is actually the reason that DST was extended by 4 weeks, beginning in 2007. He told NPR, quote, "For 25 years, candy makers have wanted to get trick-or-treat covered by daylight saving, figuring that if children have an extra hour of daylight, they'll collect more candy. In fact, they went so far during the 1985 hearings on daylight saving as to put candy pumpkins on the feet of every senator, hoping to win a little favor."
Wow.
And the creepiest part about this is that it worked. The candy industry eventually got their way. In 2005, President Bush signed a bill into law that extended daylight saving time to include Halloween. And, you know, supposedly, the golf and barbecue industries are also said to have been in on this push for extending it.
I mean, it is pretty smart. And I do like those candy pumpkins. They're pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Tastes kind of like candy corn, but totally different shapes. All right, Gabe, you know, Mango and I are always deciding who the winner is, but you've done this with us a few times now, so I'm going to let you decide who takes the crown today.
Oh, man, that's a lot of pressure. And, you know, I don't want to toot my own horn or anything, but that last fact was pretty creepy, and this is a Halloween episode, so...
Well, I like his confidence, so we'll agree to that. We'll give it to you, Gabe. Congratulations.
Congrats, Gabe.
Thank you guys for listening today. We'll be back with a full-length episode tomorrow.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.